How did we get to the point of actually deciding to add a high school?
Well, we've been serving Keokuk and the neighboring communities for 32 years now, and I think we've always had dreams and aspirations of going to that next step. I'm beginning my third year here, and we've been just extremely blessed with some updates to our facility and to our classrooms, and we've also shown growth the last 3 years, and so we've just, felt like what is that next step, and it just seemed logical that in the absence of a second option here in the city of Keokuk to go ahead and extend our services and start a high school.
How many students are you serving at this point?
Kindergarten through eighth, we are serving 72 students, and then our preschool has about 25.
Any indication of interest? What you're hoping for the high school?
Well, certainly we hope to keep our students interested. That if they see that there's a chance for a high school here, then around junior high they won't be tempted to pull their students early and say, we might as well go ahead and let them make some friends at the public school. We might as well go ahead and let them meet some teachers and get the routine down and stuff. And we're hoping that they'll say, hey, some of my classmates are going to stay here, and so we might as well just stick it out, for the duration and continue the relationships that we have with our, students and faculty and, the parents.
What would be that pitch to a student, be it they're considering maybe they go to the public school here in Keokuk, maybe they're going clear up to Holy Trinity and such, or even at the Keokuk Catholic School? What's that pitch from you guys?
I don't think that our model will necessarily be for every student, but it is for students who are looking for an alternative to public education, for those that are wanting to strengthen their Christian values, for those that maybe need a second chance. For whatever reason, the public school isn't working out for them, or the distance that they're traveling, maybe to Holy Trinity or, to other private institutions, that, there is that second option here in the city of Keokuk, and maybe we'll just give it a shot and see if it's, not that second chance that we need.
Have you started working on a curriculum and such yet?
We kindergarten through eighth grade, we primarily use a BECA curriculum, and we plan on, continuing that through the high school levels, but what we're hoping to supplement that with is dual enrollment with area high schools. If they're from Illinois, we're hoping that they can go to Hamilton or Warsaw or where they're from. If they're from Missouri, we're hoping that we can do some things through Clark County. And then, of course, continuing the great relationship that we have here with Keokuk Public School. And then also, for our upper level students, those that choose to supplement it through college classes at either Carl Sandburg or SCC here in town.
So it's kind of that mix. You'd be getting the education there, and then also if certain classes are needed, you could utilize the neighboring communities.
Absolutely, yeah. And we want to continue to partner with the area schools and with SCC. We've got such great resources here, and we've got great public school resources, and we want to continue to have those good relationships, and they can have smaller class sizes here. They can have it's not so easy to fall in the cracks compared to such a big school. They can get more attention maybe, and also have those benefits of going to the public school for those additional resources or to SEC. Yeah.
I believe I saw maybe the utilization of mobile classrooms at first for next year.
That's right. We're looking at a model similar to what, Illini West is using over in Carthage, Illinois, or, Keokuk High School has several of those mobile units right now while construction is underway and repairs are done at their school. And so, it's something that's being used already in neighboring schools, and I've seen them. They're very nice. They're, they're spacious. They're up to code, and we think it's a place to start for us.
What's been, I know it's just been announced and such here, but what's been the reaction so far from parents and those that are already involved with your school?
You know, when I told parents yesterday, you know, applause, tears, you know, comments of, you know, now I know where I can, you know, send my son or daughter or my grandchild, or, you know, for some, it was almost a regret that, you know, golly, why didn't we have this, you know, 10 years ago for my children, or, you know, so they're voicing that, you know, they're happy for it, and, you know, they wish that it would have came sooner because they feel that it would have been a benefit, you know, to their child or grandchild.
Anything else? We've covered a lot of what I was looking at. Anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I just, you know, just since 2006 when Keokuk Cardinal Stritch closed, that, you know, there's just been the one option for, you know, citizens of Keokuk, unless they choose to go to Central Lee or they choose to go to Holy Trinity. But we're hoping to, you know, attract new families to Keokuk. You know, we want to partner with the communities and local businesses and churches and say, look, here's another option to attract young families to the community. It's a way to minister to teenagers for local churches. And we just want to partner with them and hopefully be a blessing and a benefit to the tri-state region.
All right. Well, Adam, that's what I was looking for. Wanted to get something on the air about that.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the coverage. And we just hope, like I say, I hope we get our message across that, you know, we're not competing with the public school. Mm-hmm. We just want to have that option and hopefully be good, like I say, for the community, for us, but for everybody.